Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Okay, well, we're back, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with the good doctor. I am going to try to get an update on the good doctor's opinion now that we see the unfurling of unconstitutional government responses. Now, I'll just say this right now. If you have not seen or noticed that a new article has been dropped on reclaimingtherepublic.org, you need to go read it. I get into the details. Many of you probably already know this, but I get into the details academically regarding the facts of the militia. Can the state government call out the militia? Or I should say, can they declare martial law? Well, anybody that understands the militia's role in martial law, you know that it cannot be declared without the militia being deployed. So how does that happen? How can you deploy the militia if it doesn't exist? Well, that means you can't declare martial law. What is martial law? We've talked about it, and you need to understand martial law is a point in time where the government declares a suspension of your constitutional rights. This is where they bring people in that aren't understanding the Constitution. This is what the militia and we the people are supposed. That's why we have a militia. That's why the militia is supposed to be the one that is to enforce constitutional law. You really need to read this article because this article breaks down the fact that we are in a position where the government cannot suspend your constitutional rights. They have no power. Without the militia, they can't call martial law, which means they have no ability to suspend your constitutional rights. Now, all they've got to do is say, okay, we're going to spend, you know, $1 billion on getting the militia organized up and running. But they're not going to do that because they cannot inflict federal tyranny through the militia. So what they need to do is they need to convince you that they have the power and authority to do everything that they're doing and that you must comply. Folks, we are seeing the doors open on shredding, cutting, and discarding what is left of our Constitution. As you know, and as you probably can tell, I'm in a different recording milieu or environment because the studio is in its final phases, so the next couple of days we're going to be unable to really do recordings and operate out of the studio. So what that means is that we are going to have to, you know, do shows with literally, it's because just sitting right behind me, and you might hear her snore, you might hear her bark and fuss. I've got my little princess English bulldog who hasn't been feeling good, but she's napping behind me. So I'm treading on very thin ice on whether I can get away with without her, you know, without any types of really bad interruptions. So forgive me if we get into that. What I want to let you know is that I'm going to talk about it right now is in our next episode, I am going to open up the conversation again, and we're going to focus very specifically on the scale of liberty. You need to understand why these people are ramming these unconstitutional laws down your throat because they don't care. You need to comply, and you will comply. And the sad thing is, this all has everything to do with our form of government, republicanism, our representative form of government, because who are our representatives in the enforcement. It's we, the people. We're supposed to be the militia. We're supposed to be the ones enforcing the constitutional law and so forth. So anyway, the call in line is 605-562-4209. And as you know, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this still is the only show that provides the academic evidence-based solutions in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. I can tell you, we are a part of the problem because there's way too many people. You need to start telling people how illiterate they are regarding the Constitution if they're accepting any of this federal tyranny or even state tyranny, because the states are the ones locking you down and they have no authority to do so without the militia, because they cannot take away or suspend your constitutional rights. They're calling for martial law, is what they're doing. These lockdowns are martial law. And so here is the illiteracy. And this goes back to that dumb conversation, or I should say dumb. I made that post regarding states having the constitutional authority and need to shut down and or quarantine those who are sick. They cannot shut you down. They cannot shut healthy people down. So what they have to do is they have to go after the sick people and allow you to have your religious meetings, allow you to assemble, allow you to go to work and engage in commerce. But if you're sick, you do not have the right to cause harm to others. But why is it that states are doing this? Because they're getting away with suspending all of your liberties. They're getting away with violating the Constitution. And if they get you to swallow it, then guess what? They are halfway there. You need to understand that it is time, and you need to. There's a meme out there on MobiStrip Press on Facebook. I've got a picture right there on the MobiStrip Press page. It's a meme that you can actually take and you can start posting it everywhere. But more importantly than posting, you need to actually go and demand that your public servant take a public position on all this unconstitutional government. They need to understand how they have to stand up to this federal tyranny, to this state tyranny. If they don't, then you need to elect somebody else. You need to challenge them in this upcoming election. And I think the godsend here, or the blessing here, is this: that the elections aren't occurring and it's buying you time. Look at how many elections have been suspended. Folks, you have the time. You have the opportunity as we speak to be able to engage in the election process. Become a part of the solution. Quit being a part of the problem. It's that important. I just can't emphasize how important it is. One of the other things I actually wanted to say real quick is that we want to have a few other interviews. I'm hoping to have Lionheart, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, on again, looking to have a conversation with Trevor Lawton. So we're going to go through a couple of days of very focused content regarding the scale of liberty, natural law. We want to actually get into the concepts of liberty and how it is entwined with natural law. We want to get into the liberty and republicanism, and we also want to actually start moving our way in preparing you to get into Madison's property. But before we do that, we need to talk about rescinding the 17th Amendment. We need to also talk about the concepts, because we're going to be actually moving towards the nullification, or I should say the 1798 resolutions of Kentucky and Virginia, what people call nullification, and how what we need to do is we need to interpose. So the next week, 2 weeks, we're going to try to focus on that content of rising up and actually taking a stand for liberty. Folks, right now, if you don't have anything else to do, the one thing that I would just ask that you actually contribute in expanding the listenership, you need to read these articles. These articles are academically spot-on articles that they may be a little rough because I don't have a professional editor, but when it comes to, if you want to understand what Madison said about the militia, martial law, and how they are dovetailed, how they mesh, they are inseparable. You cannot call martial law without you can't declare martial law without calling up the militia. It's that simple. So one of the things I want to actually start talking about, and we want to get into this, because I'm actually going to read Bill Gates's comments in the past day or two, Bill Gates has actually called for a mandatory lockdown of everything for a month. Do you understand what this evil globalist is doing? He is trying to bankrupt the world so that they can seize full control and take care of your needs. Well, we're at a hard break, so we'll be right back, and we'll talk about Judge Napolitano when we come back. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the air of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. So you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. Now, do you remember when Judge Napolitano was on Fox News and he was going after the federal government and he was really attuned to the Constitution? What the heck happened? What the heck's happened to the judge? What is going on? And why is he? Why is he supporting due process and focusing you? Because he's written an article. It's out on the 10th Amendment Center. That article has been duplicated out to the The Mises.org group, it's way too far distributed as a bogus article. What we're facing has nothing to do with due process. What we're facing is the government's unconstitutional authority of suspending your constitutional rights. It has nothing to do with due process. It has everything to do with the fact that they're declaring martial law, but they're not calling it martial law. Whenever government suspends your civil rights, that is martial law. You're living under martial law, my friends. And there are states that are beginning to actually go after people who are violating it. Now, you need to understand, this is very, very important. I want you to understand this. Martial law, for it to be declared, they must constitutionally, this is a constitutional requirement. This is what Madison stated during the Virginia ratification debates, that they have to deploy the militia. And martial law can only be declared where the militia is deployed. So why is it that Judge Napolitano is saying that they can't suspend your constitutional rights without due process? He is giving you a bogus argument. So why is it? What the heck happened to the good judge? This is what boggles me. It just boggles my brain. He was such an ardent supporter. I remember when he had his special show talking about what the heck was going on constitutionally. He was spot on back in those days. And now he's giving us red herrings. He's giving us straw man arguments. These are empty arguments that have no constitutional base, and I don't get it. And people are parroting this and going, see, we have a right to due process. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have a right to be able to live under your constitution because the government that you have has no ability to declare martial law. They have gotten so far away from operating, the militia is, and it must be restored if they want to do that. So why is it that they're not telling you this? Because they know. If you understand that the militia is integral to this, this means that you and your neighbors, those people who are part of the militia, will be the ones enforcing the constitutional laws instead of these mercenaries that they've hired into these federal enforcement agencies, the National Guard and so forth. And boy, they're, you know what? They may do everything but take your Second Amendment away from you at first. But eventually they will do that too, because people will be convinced that they need to go down this path. What you can see is the first and foremost move that they are making is they are shutting you down. So what's happening with this shutdown? They're devastating the middle class and the poor. Well, they can't keep up with keeping the poor happy, with giving them handouts. But this is what Bill Gates said. And actually, this is out of The Hill. I'm going to read The Hill article. Microsoft founder and billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates called for a nationwide shutdown on Tuesday this week, arguing it would be the most effective way to combat the spread of the coronavirus. And if you look, the spread, the numbers that they're throwing out, I don't see it. And as a matter of fact, I want you to understand something before I even go further. The nurses and doctors that are out there supposedly fighting this are getting a cut in pay. All nurses and doctors are getting a cut in pay because they have suspended all medical treatments. In other words, if you know anybody that's a nurse or a doctor that does surgeries or what have you in a hospital, they're being suspended so that they can dedicate more resources and more beds for this coronavirus. Well, what happens when all of a sudden the hospitals are empty? So I want you to go look at the news today. notice that they're talking about doctors and nurses getting benefit cuts in pay. Well, hold it. Why are they cutting all of these benefits if the beds aren't being packed to the gill? Well, that's why. They're cutting benefits because there is not that big of a outbreak of coronavirus that they're trying to convince you is there. It's not there. The hospitals are being emptied. So what's happening is a retroactive shutdown of the economy. So here's the question. Do you have a month, 2, 3 months of salary that you can actually just, you know, support yourself without making any money? Or are you going to become dependent on the paltry handouts that are going to be coming from the government? I'll bet you anything that too many of you are going to be in a position that you will do anything and everything they tell you. And what you need to do is you need to demand that the government comply to the Constitution. They have no constitutional power or authority. This is where your sheriffs need to come in. This is why we need, and that's why I have that meme, we need everybody to take a formal stand on the militia. We need everybody to take a formal stand on this declaration of martial law. Do they actually support martial law without calling forth the militia? Do they actually support the government, federal government, state government, suspending your constitutional rights? Do you know whether your representatives or your sheriffs or your local representatives support this? If they do, then you need to replace every single one of these. They have nothing but shills in office. That's why many of these states are just falling in line. They're in lockstep with the global agenda. Lockstep is the scenario that they identified in the Rockefeller Report. Remember, I told you about this a week ago. Gates wrote in the Washington Post op-ed, I'm getting back to that story, this is from The Hill, that he has spoken with experts through his work and his charity who said a national policy would be more effective over having a hodgepodge of states issue stay-at-home orders while others remain more open. He argued that the country needs a consistent nationwide approach to shutting down. In other words, he wants a uniform approach in destroying your livelihood. He is going to deplete everybody's savings. He is pushing us into, just like, if you understand the Arab Spring, I've talked about this before, the reason the people rose up, and this is what he wants. He wants the people to rise up, demanding government take care of them. That was what the Arab Spring was all about. So Gates goes on and says, this is a recipe for disaster because people can travel freely. People have the constitutional right to travel freely across state lines. So can the virus. He's basically using fear-mongering and demagoguery. The country's leaders need to be clear. Shut down anywhere means shut down everywhere, he added, until the case numbers start to go down across America. They're going to be padding these numbers and padding these numbers. Project Veritas is actually proving that, which could take 10 weeks or more. So he's not even talking about a month shutdown. What's 10 weeks? That's a month, 2 months and a half. Can you live without 2.5 months of salary? Can you live? What's going to happen with all of a sudden everybody needing a job? Do you understand the free market? You should understand the free market, right? When you have a high demand and a low supply, well, the cost of those things or the availability of those things goes down. In other words, If there's a bunch of people that need jobs because they've all filed, because they've been laid off, well, there's a lot of people that then are going to be looking for jobs. That means the entire workforce, employers won't necessarily need to rehire their people. Or if they do, they don't necessarily need to pay them the same, because what happened? You're no longer under that exact same labor contract. They can cut your benefits. And businesses and employers will take advantage of the huge, huge supply of the labor force out there and say, you know what? I think we can actually save some money so that we can actually survive, because businesses have to survive as well. And it's going to be at the expense of you, the person who's been actually devastated by all of this. Folks, we're at a heartbreak. I don't want to run into the promos like I did last time, so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so the reason I'm going through this is I want you to understand who the real enemy is. The enemy isn't those patriots that are calling out the support of the Constitution, like the Spokane County Sheriff likes to poke in the eye the patriots who are calling for supporting the Constitution. The real enemy are these globalists who are telling you that your world has just changed, that they're going to dictate everything. So let me get back to what Gates said. He said, until the case numbers start to go down across America, everything must be fully shut down, which could take 10 weeks or more. Now, you got to understand, the economic engine of America is not these multinational conglomerate, corporations. It's these little mom-and-pa, little independent, private, self-proprietor or small business. Small business is the economic engine of America. Do you think they can afford to shut down for 2.5 months? We've already been affected for a month. Now we're talking about 3 to 4 months of being fully shut down. Gates also noted that while a potential vaccine for the coronavirus could come within 18 months. Creating a vaccine is only half of the battle. Boy, this guy is good in manipulating you. This guy is good in getting people to focus on what they want you to focus on. Because he's saying, and production of the vaccine would need to be ramped up dramatically to meet demand for those impacted around the world. Quote, we can start now by building the facilities where these vaccines will be made. How can he start building facilities if everybody's locked down? Because many of the top candidates are made, the top candidates he's talking about are the vaccines, are made using unique equipment. We will have to build facilities for each of them, knowing that some won't get used. In other words, we're wasting money on something here. Private companies can't take that kind of risk, but the federal government can. They can even seize more of your liberties, and they need to. This guy is calling for a complete subjugation. I want you to understand that when the World War II effort moved forward after 1941 and America was dragged into the war, FDR, Theodore Roosevelt, did everything he could to take full liberty. I want you to look at what he did. Folks, just around the corner is rationing. Just around the corner is the unavailability, because guess what? If everything is shut down, who's growing the food? Who's butchering the livestock that you need to eat? Who is out there creating food that you need to have? I want you to understand that we're heading into a position where things won't be produced, and it won't be produced for 10 and a half weeks or even longer. In other words, what Bill Gates is calling for is he's going to exacerbate the problem instead of doing what needs to be done. That's why that article, the Martial Law in the 21st Century, that is out on reclaimingtherepublic.org, is that critical. You need to understand that they have no power to do this. Bill Gates is calling for a full constitutional violation of your rights. He's calling for the government to seize your rights of commerce. He's calling for them to seize your rights of assembly, religious expression. Folks, welcome to Bio 2020. This is a full-fledged exercise. It is a government exercise. Excuse me. It's the same thing as, I would say, a military full-scale exercise. He says that private companies can't take that kind of risk, but the federal government can. It is a great sign that the administration made deals this week with at least two companies to prepare for vaccine manufacturing. I hope more deals will follow. The remarks come as states like New York, New Jersey, and Washington, which have been particularly hit hard, in California is just as bad. All of these other states are terrible. If you can hear the panting, that is the baby. She's rising. Anyway, they have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, and supposedly this is because they're the ones that have issued the stay at home, while other states with fewer cases impose more lax guidelines. He's calling that the problem. More than 189,000 people have been infected in the U.S. And I'm telling you, friends, I'm not seeing it. I don't believe that that's happening. I don't believe that those numbers are there. You are being lied to. So why is it that Bill Gates is doing this? They're trying to make even a bigger crisis. They're trying to get it into a, they're trying to create a situation where they can suspend even more of your civil rights. So who's your enemy? Is it the guys like myself that are out here telling you that they can't do this? The only thing that they can do, and if you read this article, it supports the, what I've been telling you in the first place. The states can, should, and why haven't they passed laws that have made it impossible for them to take away your rights? Why haven't, I should say not to make it impossible, but what I mean to say is, why is it that the states haven't passed any laws that actually go after those who are sick and say, you must be quarantined? If you are a healthy person, you should be able to be in the general public. See, there she is. And so if you understand English bulldogs, they are tenacious. So what we're going to have to do is I'm going to have a break in thought so I can just pause real quick to shut her up. So we'll see how well that works, because she tends to be very tenacious when she wants my attention. Anyway, the fact of the matter is that they need to be quarantining anybody that is exhibiting the signs. Why is it that you're willing to stay behind the door because you don't want to get sick? Well, why is it that they're not just saying, hey, if you are sick, then you need to be locked down? They're getting you to believe that people can't actually recognize the fact that if you're sick, you're going to cause other people harm. Well, hold it. Have you looked at the videos of these people who have gotten in the face of the police in New York, and they're literally blowing and spitting in their face? Are these people sick actually causing harm to the police, and the police aren't arresting them? It's getting somebody, deliberately infecting somebody with a disease should be against the law. And what is that? What the heck is going on? Why is it that we think that that's okay? We have laws. If you know you have HIV and you have unprotected sex and you don't tell that person, hey, I have HIV, and put their lives at risk, basically that's the same thing as murder. Why is it that we're not looking at the people who can cause harm instead of doing a whole... Because this is the effective way of stealing your liberty. Calling quarantines for those who are contagious. And you know what? The people I get the most grief from are these wacko health freedom people that demand health anarchy. Oh, well, the sick people have a right to go out and infect everybody. You know, why is it we've been living for years and years with allowing the flu to just permeate through our society? I had a great conversation with a family member last night, and I go, the way we are acting and the way we have accepted the disease to just run through us like you know what, is almost like, it's like we're wild animals. We're just a herd. And if you get infected, it's okay that you go and infect if you have the flu, if you have some type of contagious virus, well, it's okay that you go to church and infect the church herd. It's okay that you go to school and infect the school herd, because we're just a bunch of herds, right? We're just animals. We're just wild animals that can't actually change our behavior so that we can protect the herd so that so less people would die. Boy, what would happen if we actually changed our behavior from just accepting that, you know, disease is just going to run through us, and instead actually act responsible and say, hey, I need to be quarantined. I don't want you to get sick. That's what's supposed to be happening, friends. If we're an enlightened society, that's exactly what we need to be doing. We need to be quarantining the sick people, not the healthy people. Healthy people need to be able to go to work, keep food on the table, keep roofs over our heads, And we're not doing it. We'll be right back.
Radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, my friends, you need to understand there is a symbiotic relationship, and there has been a symbiotic relationship between the global elitists like Soros, like Bill Gates, like the Rockefellers, like these titans of business and barons of industry, of banking and so forth. You have to understand that they have been the ones that have been getting the government to support their ability to... I mean, Gates didn't become rich until government actually supported him. How did Gates and Microsoft become so successful? Well, it had everything to do with Microsoft actually being able to get a corner on the market when government made Microsoft, or I should say Microsoft Office, the standard word processing and the standard applications for what the government did. In the 90s, in combating Apple and giving their computers to the school system, Microsoft, Bill Gates, went to government and said, I'm going to give you my Office applications so that you can standardize how all of your different offices, your military and everybody else, and what they use. And that's how they created this monopoly. So they gave it away for free at first, and then they started forcing the government to pay for it now that they've created this dependency. It's just like a pusher with drugs. I'm going to give you heroin. Sure, they may give you hundreds of dollars of heroin until you're hooked, and then they're going to force you to buy at the price that they want to inflict. And you can't do anything about it. You're stuck. You're trapped because they've got you hooked. Well, government knew this, and government went along. That's one of the reasons that was a symbiotic relationship in creating Bill Gates as the elitist. I want you to understand, government has two objects. It's not to protect businesses. It's not to support monopolies. The two primary objects of government is to protect life and protect property. So here's the question. Is government's, what primary object is government serving in locking you down? They're not protecting life. They're actually creating a dependency. Oh, so how is it the government could actually serve those two primary objects of government? In other words, protecting life and protecting property. Well, because those are the two primary objects, one way of protecting life is to keep those who can cause harm from the general public while everybody can continue to work and protect your property. But if they have a lockstep scenario approach, then guess what? This is the beautiful thing, my friends. They're no longer protecting your property because you don't have money to be able to pay for your rent. You won't have money to pay for your electricity. You have no money to pay for your consumption of goods while you're locked down. But they're telling you that they're protecting your life, but they really aren't. What they're doing is they've put you into the complete plan of dependency. So you have to understand this has nothing to do with anything other than control and making you fully dependent. Are you happy with that? The only thing you can do, that's why you need to read the articles that we have on Reclaiming the Republic. These are free, my friends. You don't have to become a member. You don't have to have, you know, a secret membership so that you can get all of these great extra processes or extra benefits because you're a Factor member or you're subscribing to our news article. That's just a bunch of crap. We're here to be a part of the solution, and we're giving you the academic argument. That's why you really need to read those three articles, the two that I reference and the militia in the 21st century. You've got to read those, my friends. That way you really understand how upside down government is behaving. Are you truly entitled? If you're sick, are you entitled to be able to go out in public and cause harm to others? Well, that's been the paradigm for years. And how dare anybody suggest that you lose your freedom because you can get people sick? You know, do we start taking away the freedom of people who have allergies? Because And you know what? The health freedom nuts that I've dealt with in the past couple of weeks, that's the analogy that they use. You know, are we going to start locking up people with allergies or, you know, locking up our peanut butter? No. If you have an allergy, that's not contagious. Are you kidding me? How is that analogous to a flu? A flu kills. If you've got the flu, you are a carrier and you're actually putting that germ into other people's environments by going out into the general public. How is that even relative to a stupid allergy or an immune system problem? A person with an immune system is not contagious. They're just more susceptible to the contagions. I'm having a hard time understanding the logic that these people are posing, that apparently if you are sick, you are entitled to inflict harm on others. And then these people who are actually feeding these health freedom nuts like Napolitano saying they have no right to do anything without, without due process first. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Due process has everything to do with the legal process of you being charged with a crime. And before you're being, you know, punished, you have a right to be able to face your accusers and have a trial by jury. That's the due process. So in other words, if you're sick and you have the ability to actually cause harm to people, it's within public safety because the states actually have the power over public safety to keep people from getting hurt, that their job is to protect life. And if it's the sick people that can cause harm, then why are we allowing the sick people to maintain their position in the general public? It's time for a paradigm shift. It is time for a paradigm shift. And it's not the paradigm shift that Bill Gates is calling for. And you know what? All of these health freedom anarchists out there that are saying, oh, well, that's just wrong that you're taking away. What if that is a single mother? Because that was one of the arguments I got. What if it's a single mother that's sick? You're going to tell her she can't work? You know what? It's better than everybody not working, isn't it? And so those people who can work might be able to go in and help that single mother and support her while she, you know, goes through the recovery process so that she can become a contributor once again. The fact of the matter is we just expect handouts. Well, you know what, my friends? Everybody has to be responsible. Everybody should have a savings. We should not be turned, well, I've got to have this money. Well, why haven't you created a savings to cover yourself for a rainy day or for this kind of a problem? Why is it the single mother is literally living on, you know, from hand to mouth? Why are these things should be warning signs that you need to take, you know, direct action to change your circumstances so that you can appropriately provide for your family. And whatever that is, okay, you're a single mother, you've got, you know, you still have healthy parents, have your parents take care of your kids while you go to school and work. Get help. Everybody understands the need to be able to provide for others. You know, teach a person to fish and you fed a person for life. Feed a person a fish and you have made them dependent on you for life. We all need to start practicing the paradigms of individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and giving people individual liberty is making them self-reliant. If you're not self-reliant, then you are one step closer to becoming a slave to the state or whoever it's going to be that is going to come in and take care of you. We have had a disease running through our society that we're entitled to all of this help and support, and that, you know, you don't have to worry about saving money. You will be taken care of. That has to stop. It has to end now. We need to start looking at what our support structure is, the infrastructure that we have within our personal lives, and take personal responsibility and be accountable for those responsibilities we're supposed to be accountable to. If it's kids or a spouse or your parents, because you've got to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves, then you need to be in a position to be able to do that and not depend on a handout from government. If you're not doing that, if you're not working yourself into self-reliance and independence, and if you look what the government is doing everything they can to put you into dependence upon them. This shutdown is deliberately doing that, my friends. We are literally seeing government make their move in enslaving the masses throughout the world, even here in America. Friends, you need to start demanding that your public servants take a stand and take a formal position on what they believe the states and federal governments are doing so that they can defend it in this upcoming election. On GR Mobley, we're reclaiming the Republic. We need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process.
This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.